Neal, the host of the Good News Podcast. This is your source for good news, fun stories, and sonic joy. All of this goodness is coming to you from beautiful Chicago, Illinois. For today's episode of the Good News Podcast, we are talking water. You don't need me to tell you that water is super important. It is something we as humans need to stay alive. So having access to clean, safe, fresh water is critically important. And there are many people around the world who don't have that luxury. Throughout the years on the Good News Podcast, we have shared interesting low-tech solutions for gathering water, like mist nets that grab water vapor from the mist and funnel it down for communities to use. And we've also covered super high-tech water cubes, which gather water from the thin air and can be run from solar panels, providing off-grid water to those who need it. Depending on where you live and your situation, maybe neither of those options are really workable for you. So this good news out of MIT caught my eye. A team of researchers from MIT have developed what feels like a really nice middle point between the low-tech mist net and the super high-tech water gathering cube. This is a window-sized hydrogel that can passively produce fresh water from thin air. That means no electricity is needed, not even solar power. And it's made from a water-absorbent hydrogel stuck in a glass chamber. And it looks, I gotta say, pretty much like a window, a water window. Vapor gets stuck in there. The hydrogel absorbs the water vapor and then eventually evaporates and condenses down through this system. This MIT team tested their device in Death Valley in California, and even there, the driest place in North America, this windowpane-sized device got 2/3 of a cup of water per day. That's not a ton of water, basically a slurp, I would describe it. But if you've got a bunch of these units working together and you aren't in Death Valley, all those slurps come together to create a real meaningful water source. The team is envisioning an array of these water windows set up together could supply an entire household passively with drinking water. And that's a big deal. They would just keep on working no matter what. It's a pretty cool idea, and I love the simplicity of the actual product itself mixed with the pure complexity that goes into designing this perfect futuristic hydrogel material that actually does the hard work. Nice work, MIT. That's the good news I have for you today. Enjoy the rest of your day. Thanks for listening. If you've got good news or an idea for the show, amazing. Send an email to hello@thegoodnewspodcast.fm. While you're at it, follow us on Twitter @thegoodnewspod. If you love the show, think about supporting our Patreon or reviewing us wherever you're getting this podcast from. Both are great. The music you hear on the show is from Poddington Bear. Have a great day.